RadioStPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and for those of you tuning in to Job Talk for the first time, you'll learn that this is my goal to talk with leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them a little bit better. And in the process, I get to meet and talk with some very interesting people. My guest today is one of the hardest working people I know. Chris Steinacher is the CEO of the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce. So welcome to Job Talk, Chris.
Thanks, Dean, man. Great to be back.
Yep, your second time here, and thanks for walking across the street.
Absolutely. The commute was wonderful this time.
Yeah. And so before we begin the interview, I want to mention to everyone listening that you can view the Chamber's website at www.stpete.com. And as you listen to the program and you follow along with us there, and also for the very first time, you can now view us on Periscope. Job Talk Live is being broadcast today over Periscope. It's on your Twitter feed. Just download the app if you don't have it, and look for @St. Pete Chamber, and you will be able to see us live. So anyway, thanks for bringing this technology to us, Chris.
Yeah, for your listeners, if you have a Twitter account, or if you just have Twitter on your phone or your computer, just get on Twitter, find our stpete.com hashtag, and you can literally watch us live now, because we do a lot of broadcasting that actually is reaching across the world. So people that anywhere across the world that have Twitter can find you, can see your product, can see your service. So I think it's a really neat tip for a lot of your listeners, too. If they have something to tell the world, Periscope might be one of those options.
And so you've been working with Periscope for just a little while now. It's been working well for you.
Yeah. Morgan, our marketing coordinator, brought it to us as far as one of those things that Twitter is really kind of pushing as well. And we have got a lot of followers on Twitter, I think 11,000 type. So once you see that, but then also the proliferation of it, it's amazing. And part of this is all about getting the word out, getting the message out, and how far can we reach? Mm-hmm. And this is one of those options.
It's great technology.
Absolutely. It's fun.
All right. So before we start talking about the chamber, let's let everyone get to know you a little bit better. And tell us about yourself. You don't have to take a whole half hour, of course, but just tell us about yourself on a personal level up until the time you took over the reins at the Chamber.
Absolutely. So thank you. So I have been in St. Pete since 1989. I came down here from Atlanta, went to Emory University. My first job out of college was with NCR Corporation. Hmm. Had one of those business-to-business sales jobs. NCR at the time had one of those real rigorous sales programs. But they gave me the whole state of Florida and the data services, selling data services to commercial banks and savings and loans at the time. And did so well, they wanted to move me back to Atlanta. And in 1990, I said, no way, man. I love St. Petersburg. I'm going to figure out how to do it here in St. Pete. And and that's when I actually got involved in the chamber back in 1990. Just really promoting this area, and from then it became something pretty special for me.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I have to tell you, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you know, I've talked to lots of folks, and they always say such great things about the work that you've done there, Chris. I mean, I've had people even tell me that you've actually made the chamber credible again. You know, so I just want to tell you that.
Well, thank you for that. But I got to tell you, you know, I think right place, right time. St. Pete is an amazing place right now. Mm-hmm. But also the other wonderful thing I've got going for me is there's a lot of great businesses like yourself, like Eagle Datagistics, that have come to the table and said, we want to be great too. We want this community to be great. So as a chamber leader, it's just about harnessing the passion of everybody here. And that's, you know, I've got a chamber that's 116 years old, and we created that downtown waterfront park system. We created the grid system. We created everything you love about St. Pete anyway. So it's just a natural extension of doing this more. And I just happen to be the lucky guy in the seat at the right time.
Well, that's great. What were your first challenges when you became the CEO of the chamber?
I believe it's probably the same challenge everybody had 4 years ago. So I've been in the seat 4 years now, and I think the economy had changed, right? We came out of a recession, and people were concerned about how they invest their dollars. But also, the model has changed. If you think about when I started in the chamber in 1989, we actually would get people to mail us information and say, I'm coming to St. Pete to move or move my business, or I want to come to vacation. What is down in St. Pete? So I was Google for the chamber at that point, because there was nothing, you know, so the chamber was a broker of information in a different way. Well, obviously today you fast forward, the model's changed, right? Information is commoditized, digitized. There's information everywhere. So a chamber kind of lost its value proposition in some of the things it did. So part of what every industry, every organization had to do is kind of say, how am I going to be relevant in an exponential community, in an exponential organization? And so that's what we started to do. But so we tried to figure out what service and value means to our members. But most importantly, we really wanted to be relevant to the growth of this community and really be courageous. So we took on some courageous issues to begin with, because I think that's what leaders do. And I think that's what started to resonate in this community.
Perfect. So let's start. Let's talk about the chamber. Exactly what is the purpose and mission?
Yeah, so we have a wonderful mission. We are our mission is simple. It's to be the preeminent leader in economic growth and community vitality for our community. So we are on the hook for anything about moving this community forward. So it's about every job is important. It's about every support infrastructure for that. So making sure this has the climate is right for business in St. Pete, and we're on the tip of the spear for many of those efforts. So it's very clear, and because we know if an economy is good, every business is going to benefit from that.
Mm-hmm. I think a good sign is how many ribbon cuttings you do.
We do a lot.
Yeah, how many do you average a month?
I literally am sharpening the big gold scissors right now as we speak, because they're getting dull from as many as we're doing. And we literally are doing probably one a week. I think last year we averaged 52, so one a week was the number we came up with. But it seems like the pace is picking up, and some of them are, you know, it's the best part of my business is to go out and celebrate the courage of people starting their own business. Because if you think about it, Dean, that is, first of all, that's what America's all about, right? Is that everybody has a chance to do their own thing, and to have a community come around and celebrate it. That's why I personally do every one of them myself, because I want them to realize we understand it takes courage. We understand it takes investment. We understand you're going to employ other people, and you're going to provide a product or service to our community. You're going to help our economy, but also you're going to live the American dream in St. Petersburg. And if the more people that have that opportunity, the happier, the healthier our community is going to be.
And you have a big ribbon cutting ceremony coming up with Priatech.
Yeah, that's going to be it. So, yeah, that's a big one, because that's actually we're changing the name of the building. So One Progress Plaza, it was created in 1990. It's the largest tower in Pinellas County. It used to be the Barnett Tower. It was a Bank of America Tower. It's been a few names. It's going to be the Priatech Tower. And it is, so it's a 32-story tower in St. Petersburg. It is going to be renamed Priatech. And Priatech is one of what we believe is really what St. Pete has become, is one of these new IT organizations that really has understood how to be an exponential organization. They actually have a patent on gamification of consumer products. So how do people really engage? How does a product developer engage the consumer in their product in a loyalty fashion? And Priatech's that. So they're going to be renaming the building tomorrow. We've got a lot of folks coming. And just in that tower alone, Dean, you know, people may have a perception of St. Pete as still what was heard about 25, 35, 45 years ago. But all you got to do is sit on the bottom of that tower and watch the people get off the elevator for lunch or dinner or breakfast, and see who's getting on and off of that. That is literally what every community across the country wants right now. There's every race and religion coming off of that. There's, you know, that's the young IT developers. It's an amazing, wonderful sense to see a tower that's got some of the most amazing technology companies all located in one place. There's some critical mass there.
Yeah, that tower is also I-Corps is in there too.
Yeah, I-Corps just moved their world headquarters. So here you're talking a company that's got reach in, what, 30 or 40 countries across the country, across the world. They're located out of Manhattan down to St. Petersburg.
Right.
And you've got some of the neat companies like SavvyCar that's coming up and running, you know.
Right.
So a lot
American
of companies,
American Express,
American Express, they're served there, you know. So you're starting to talk about some large employers and the kind of workforce that is the golden egg for any economy going forward.
Do you see any trends in the companies that are relocating here?
Yeah, I do. So, you know, we are learning to be a great startup community, but what we are really good at right now is because of that startup mentality of San Jose and Boston, the VC folks are still way up there. We're getting great at it right now, but what I'm seeing the sweet spot to be are those companies that are a couple years into their growth, that are looking for the next round of funding, that are really kind of settled in their value proposition, but then have the need to attract talent, that are looking for the ability to scale up quickly, that are looking for a lot of free agents, and that St. Pete can offer that kind of environment. We're starting to see that kind of mid-level headquarters come down here that can be anywhere in the world, but they also want a quality of life that, as I look out your window here, that many communities cannot offer. You know, 361 average days of sunshine a year for people to play and work hard and play hard. I think we've got that magical combination for those kind of companies that can be anywhere that are looking for the talent.
How many jobs do you see being created in the city over the next few years?
Well, you know, the interesting part to me is what I just read about the national study about what cities have come out of the recession, who's done the best. And in the Tampa Bay area, St. Pete's actually, in the country, is in the top half of that. So first of all, you're seeing a recovery. St. Pete is recovered even faster than Tampa, our counterpart, has. So we have come back. We are creating jobs. You see a lot of these jobs becoming smaller. You know, we're not announcing the 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 seat jobs that some communities tout, but we are announcing a lot of 100s and 50s and 75s. Like Genius Central just coming up when bringing their world, their U.S. headquarters into our arts district is one of those where it's 75, 100 jobs, maybe more going in the future, but it's the right kind of jobs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really proud of how many of these, what I would call good, strong, single, double, triples that are literally going to continuously power our economy going forward.
Mm-hmm. So if a CEO was looking to relocate his or her medium-sized company, or if an entrepreneur wanted to launch a new business in St. Petersburg, how would the chamber be able to assist those folks?
Thanks. I am so proud of how we've organized it, because many communities, they separate their entrepreneur efforts from their business attraction efforts. So you hear of a community saying, we're going after that big, you know, the big elephant. We're going to go after that hunt, and leaves behind those who are trying to get stuff started. What we've done at the Chamber is combine the two. So we literally, our economic development strategy is about start, retain, and attract. So we, at our greenhouse right now, we have folks that are helping every business grow. We just kicked off our new BB&T Entrepreneur Academy on Monday. Hmm. We actually had more people than seats, but we filled it up.
What is that exactly?
The BB&T Entrepreneur Academy is a 10-week program. So in 10 weeks, you get trained on everything from business plan, accounting programs, marketing, just, you know, every piece of the basic fundamentals. So this is for businesses that may have already been started but didn't have necessarily the structure in place and realize, you know what, well, I've got a great idea. I probably need a business plan. I probably really need to understand my legal ramifications or my IP issues. And so we bring community members around these folks, and every week we meet Monday at 6 o'clock down at the greenhouse. And for 3 hours, they take a class. They get a nice binder. They make a lot of contacts. So we have that piece of it. So for the entrepreneur, I can't think of any other community in Florida where on one avenue, Second Avenue, you can find the chamber, you can find the city hall, you can find the greenhouse, and you can find the tech garage. Mm-hmm. So they're all spaces that are dedicating themselves to the entrepreneur. So literally within 3 blocks, on a beautiful sunny day, you can walk and find the front door of St. Pete's Entrepreneurial Community. It's on Second Avenue. We do the same thing for the attraction efforts now, too. So the chamber is working with the city on formalizing economic development attraction. So if a business is listening today and they're saying, "We, you know what, I'm buying this story, I want some of this," We now can do the same thing. We are surrounding them with all the resources and really making sure that they have a safe landing, because part of this is we want companies that are comfortable and safe and sound here so that they can continue to grow here. We are finding the right ones. We call it grow smarter. We don't necessarily want to grow crazy or big or wild. We want the right companies who have the right fit to come down here and be part of what we're doing.
Well, that's great. We're talking to Chris Steinacher, the CEO of the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce. And Chris, now let's talk about what's going on in the city. There's a lot of murals out there.
Yeah. If you have a flat wall and you haven't had it painted yet, I don't know why, because we have had... I don't know if anybody went out this weekend and just walked around. We had the Shine Mural Arts Festival as part of something called SPF 15, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But our murals across the city have lightened us up. You know, our murals, it's not something new. We actually, back in 1993, the first one was done on our water tower at Crescent Lake, beautiful old water tower built in 1926. And that looks like an aquarium. And so we've got this kind of heritage about it. But recently, and especially now with the Shine Festival, we brought in artists from around the world, not just our local ones, but we have the best of everybody. And they've done some of the most beautiful, just sophisticated murals that we've ever seen. And that just adds to the funkiness of what you were seeing in our downtown. When you can walk around our downtown, and as you turn every corner, you get kind of another dose of what we say we really are. We are this arts community, and now you don't have to go into galleries or really even feel like an artist to be just imbued by all of it. And some of them
are fantastic.
And like the one, the neat part that what I love about it, Dean, is it is just like if you go to Nashville, the Music City, you'll find music stages in jean shops or whatever, and so they've really embraced that brand. We're trying to be this arts and creative community. And now when I saw the mural on the side of Genius Central that was just beautifully done by Carrie Jadis, a wonderful artist in our community, and it's a beautiful depiction of Tesla and what he has done. And, you know, most people don't know the story of Nikola Tesla and that he actually probably invented electricity and some of the other things working with Edison. And so so it's not just a cool painting. It actually talks about what we're really trying to say here in St. Petersburg is we've got a lot of smart people doing a lot of smart things. You want to be part of this. So it's a culmination of a lot of things. But yeah, our art is shining in St. Pete right now.
And you just had a nice event for the Good Burger Awards.
Yeah. So we
Tell
are.
Us, what is that?
Yeah.
Exactly?
So if you live in St. Petersburg, you are a burger, okay? So it's not about hamburgers. That's just, although we ate some good meals there too. This is about, chambers can do award events, and they usually put them in round tables of 10 in some hotel ballroom, and you sit there for 3 hours and can't wait to get out of there and get back home. I didn't want to do that. This city's not like that. So instead of just that same old awards event, we put on a party, and we celebrated. And instead of getting a blind vote from people that you don't know about, that were in some room picking the winners, we opened it up to the public. And we had over 7,000 people voting for the people that they think are making an impact in these different categories, from the art scene, the eats and treats, the different venues in town, plus the cool small companies, medium and large. So it was a party. But Dean, I've never had a chamber event where not only did we had a zombie flash mob show up, we had a high school marching band come through the crowd, we had an a cappella choir, we had Tony Janis show up. We just had a lot of fun.
Raymond from the Rays.
So we had 500 people just having a blast. And if you build that kind of community, people start counting on each other, and then I just think amazing things can happen.
So tell me about the Green Bench Conversation.
Yeah, so we just did that last night. As part of this total month of celebrating the arts, we did a Green Bench Conversation is where we bring people together to have some serious conversations about the economic impact of what we're doing. And so this one was about the arts. And so we actually had it at the most wonderful place. If you're ever in St. Pete, go to Duncan McClellan's art gallery. It's a glass art gallery where he shows other exhibitors as well as his own stuff. And he's a world-renowned glass blower. But it also has a wonderful stage area in the back as well as a hot shop. And we had this conversation about, you know, is arts nice to have, or do you gotta have, or what is it for St. Pete? And what I think we heard and what we know we are is it is part of our economic development strategy, that the arts and creative design is a competitive advantage in the future, and we want it. We're going to be good at it. We're going to invest in it. And so we had that kind of conversation, and I think people appreciate it, because it's not just, oh, it's nice to have the artists in town. It's like, no, we got to have more of them. We've got to get people who are buying it, because the artists inspire the creative designers, who inspire the marine scientists, who inspire the life scientists, mm-hmm. who inspire, you know. And so this is a domino effect where if everybody's feeling creative, that's when an economy really flourishes.
Right. So let's talk a little bit more about that SP 15 festival. There's so many parts of it.
Yeah, isn't that cool? So SPF 15, so think Sunshine, St. Pete Festival, that's the SPF, and then 15 for the year, but it also works as far as putting on the lotion when you come outside. So the SPF 15 is a wonderful event, and what it really came from is the Sun Coasters, which is a group that has been around for 50 years celebrating the parades and festivals in our community and the city, and the Arts Alliance all coming together and saying, we have an opportunity to package a lot of things in a month where, you know, tourism isn't at its peak, so our locals can come out and really embrace it, as well as the tourists come down. And so what we've done is essentially package about 54 events over a three-week period, all related to the arts and all different kinds of art. So it wasn't just the murals, and it's just not graphic art, but it's all kinds of art. And so you can do so many different things. So if you go to the website and make sure you do, you'll find different events. And it's we had the second Saturday art walk this last weekend. We had the mural festival going on. And the website address is stpetefest.org. If you go there, you'll see all the different schedules listed, and there's still a lot of things you can take on. There's some new events coming up, including the Beer and Wine Festival, a Food and Wine Festival down in the park. So there's something for everybody, and there's different price points. A lot of them are free just to be part of it. What it's trying to do is get people from around Tampa Bay to explore the arts mm-hmm. and really put St. Pete. Hopefully in the future, Dean, it's going to be something like Spoleto in Charleston mm-hmm. or like Art Basel in Miami, where people from around the country come because they know within a short period of time they can see world-class art performed, mm-hmm. created, and maybe even buy some and take some home with them.
Right. And how long is that going to be running through?
It's through the end of the month. Okay. So, yeah, we are going to so it's about 2 weeks more of it. Still plenty of things to do. Please come on out this week, and you will be amazed.
Great. You know, a couple of things that the Chamber does, a couple of events you put on, I think are excellent. I want to talk about Focus St. Pete and Leadership St. Pete. Can you tell us about those things?
Well, thank you. Yeah, so the Chamber, you know, when I mentioned the mission statement of being the preeminent leader, so you need to make sure you're always developing leaders in your community for not just the Chamber, but for everything that this community does. So most chambers have a leadership program. Ours is actually the second oldest in the country. Atlanta was the first chamber to do one. And then we went up there about 40-some years ago and learned what they did and brought it back here. So it's a old, established program. And when you see who's graduated from it, from governors to senators to mayors and police chiefs and fire chiefs and city council folks and leaders of not-for-profits and businesses across our region and across our state, so it gets the best and brightest. It's a very competitive program. But what it really is a six-month program to say, we're going to dive into St. Pete. You're going to get behind the scenes, behind the rope. You're going to learn about it. You're going to meet with the right people. Because at the end of this, you're going to get passionate about some part of St. Pete, and we're going to expect you to lead it. So that's the intense program. The Focus St. Pete are for those executives who are coming in that have just gotten here. And, you know, you and I just mentioned a few of those businesses. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people coming into this market. But how for if they don't have the six-month opportunity because they try to get their business going, we do something for 2.5 days where they can come in. We do a similar program, but it's rapid fire. They still get with the same kind of leaders, still get the behind-the-scenes sense. But it's also for their spouse. So we welcome people in the right way so that people who come to our community feel like, okay, I get it now. I'm oriented. I understand who and what, why we're doing the different things. I know where to plug in. I'm ready to go. And, you know, by the way, my spouse feels comfortable here too. We're going to make a long-term commitment here.
Yeah. I went through the Focus St. Pete thing. That was tremendous. What a wonderful thing. And still maintain relationships through there. that I met there.
And that's what this is all about, too, is because really, I mean, how is business done? It's by, you know, the real good business growth is by who do you know?
Yeah.
Who do you know? And you've seen them in a similar, and you guys have a similar reference point that makes a difference.
So the city has a few different areas surrounding downtown. You've got Midtown, the Deuces. I want to talk about just a couple of the areas in particular that are experiencing some growth right now. Let's first talk about the Midtown or the Deuces area. What's going on there?
Yeah, so I'm glad you do want to talk more about downtown, because sometimes people go, but gosh, you're so focused on downtown. But you know what? We spend as much time throughout our entire region and throughout our entire city, and it's a large city, first of all. So yeah, the Deuces to me is one of those places where I am so proud of the work the Deuces Live District is doing. Beatrice is just amazing, trying to keep everybody together. But you're starting to see some growth there, and what it was a part of our community that maybe time forgot, and now it is coming back in a big way. But there's a lot of neat things there. So it actually starts from where Three Daughters Brewing is and goes all the way down 22nd Street.
And that's a new business there.
Yeah, and you see that. And then you see the casino with Sylvia's in that, which is a wonder. You know, there's only one other Sylvia's, and it's up in Harlem in New York. You've got the Bray Boys, who I believe are the best family in St. Petersburg. Because talk about entrepreneurs who didn't have to get involved in a community that did, saw a part of St. Pete that needed some help, and the Bray Boys opened and bought some of that, some of those old, beautiful old historic buildings, re-gentrified them, invested their own money. And if you haven't eaten at their Creole Cafe, you got to do it, because it is awesome, first of all. But then the love they've brought into that community is starting to spread, because now you have the new St. Pete College Midtown campus. The Tampa Bay Black Investment Board has put their offices there. Mm-hmm. You're starting to see it. You know, my kids used to go to school right next to that. And so in the last few years, I'm amazed just how a little bit of love and a lot of courage can go a long way. So that's a great district for that.
Let's talk about the Skyway Marina District. That's an up-and-coming part of the city.
So on our west side, so as we get towards the beaches, there's another part of the area where, you know, maybe it had been forgotten about for a while, but it used to be the main route. So it used to actually be the main route where tourists would come from the north and get down south. So it's got a lot of opportunities. But if you look, there's actually some major employment there now, too. Ceridian, one of our largest employers, one of our major corporate entities in St. Pete, has actually got their major campus there. And what's the exciting part about that now is Jabil Circuit just put their IT operations under one roof over there on that same campus. So now you've got two major brands locating in that district. So that's a big piece. So there's a lot of employees there. But now what we're doing is we've got some incentive. The city's got some incentives to get some other developers to do some things down there. So we're looking for some destination retail, maybe some more mixed use, maybe some more office space as well. Mm-hmm. So if those of you who are looking, how do I get in on all this excitement about St. Pete, I'd really ask you to consider the Skyway Marina District or the Deuces District, because those are districts where the real estate might be a little cheaper right now, not for long, so hurry and get it. And then the opportunities, because you've got the city mechanisms, the chamber mechanisms, the community neighborhood mechanisms that are all in place going, we are about to, you know, so you always want to be, you want to, you know, as Gretzky used to say, you want to skate to where the puck's going to be. That's where I think the puck's going to be.
Perfect. So we're talking to Chris Steinacher, the CEO of the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce. And Chris, we only have a few more questions. Time has really gone by quickly. That's great. This brings us to the interview tip of the week. And if somebody was going to apply for a job at the Chamber or any other company you've worked for, what one piece of advice would you give them?
That's a great question. You know, and we do get a lot of folks coming in town here. I think, you know, there's two parts to that. First of it is you got to have passion for the mission, because there's a lot of talent out there right now. So I would say if you're not passionate about the mission, whatever it is, whatever business it is, whatever line you're looking at, especially in a chamber, what I first look for is, are you aligned, you know, is your values of the mission aligned? You know, because this is going to be hard work no matter what, but people can sniff that out in a heartbeat. So you want to hire correctly about the passion for the mission. And then the second part, I really believe is part of this is, we are living in a free agent world right now where people have got to show that they can really create value. So how can you explain to an employee or a potential employer that I can do that, that I'm not needy, that you need me because I can create some value for you that you don't have right now? So this free agent mentality, those exponential organizations are those that are seeing people that go, man, if I bring this person on board, they're going to turn something on for me that I really need. So being that kind of person to have the confidence to go, this is what I bring to the table.
That's great advice, Chris. So thanks for that. And finally, I do want to thank you so much for being here today. And look forward to your next annual appearance, hopefully.
I look forward to it, too. And I'm hoping our Periscope viewers, and we turned on some of your, you know, I love Radio St. Pete. So thank you for doing that. And what Joe and you do and what everybody's doing, I think it's a great opportunity to make sure that the messages get out, that people are heard, the voices are seen and heard. So maybe they were seen a little bit more today on our Periscope, but I appreciate the opportunity to tell the St. Pete story.
And if anyone wants to learn more about St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce, how can they do that?
Yeah, it's easy. While we have some of the best real estate physical, we got a great website, stpete.com, and it's a brand new website. Come take a look.
And do you have a Facebook page?
We do. We have a St. Pete Chamber website, Facebook, as well as our Twitter account. So,
and the scope, you've been scoping?
We've been scoping, so we are out there. I'm one of those smart guys who hired the right people, and Morgan on my staff here is our leading that effort for us. So if you don't see us, please keep looking harder because we are out there.
And thank you, Morgan, too, for all your effort. We appreciate it very much. So that was Chris Steinacher, the CEO of the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce. You can read about all the things Chris was talking about on the show today by visiting the Chamber's website at www.stpete.com. And now it's time for the Job Talk Alumni Update. And our friends at SavvyCard want to remind everyone about their Find Services program that's about to launch just at the end of this month. It'll be finishing up. And they're working with RE/MAX Metro. So if you know anyone you'd like to recommend for services that are related to buying a home, please go to their website at SavvyCard.com and you can submit their name. It helps everybody. So please refer someone if they've done a great job for you in the past. And also, the sponsors of this program, Eagle Data Logistics, are looking for advanced PLSQL developers, and we're looking for a team lead right now as well for one of our very best clients. So if you know someone, please send in your resume to me. You can send it to DeanLogan@RadioSt.Pete.com, and I'll make sure it gets to the right folks. I also want to mention that Eagles now has a brand new division. They're offering project management services to their clients, and Michelle Egeter, who's PMP certified, will be heading up those services and can be reached at 727-535-3592. And the shout-outs today go to Dr. Chris in Panhandle of Florida, happy birthday, and to everybody involved with the SPF 15 Festival, just doing a great job. I want to say that, again, that if anyone's listening looking for a wonderful event to attend, and especially if you're a fan of the arts, come down to St. Petersburg and see what's going on with the festival. You will definitely have a great time. And finally, to Cindy in Kentucky, congratulations on sending your house, and I hope you find your way here down to Florida. And I want to thank you all for listening to Job Talk and for tuning into RadioSt.Pete.com. You should check out all the great music on the site as it features local musicians here too. New shows are in production as the website keeps getting better and better. You can choose your favorite style of music 24 hours a day, including pop, country, jazz, and classical. Other interesting programs you might enjoy are live broadcasts like the Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon. Will Coons hosts the Homemade broadcast at 6 p.m. on Sundays. He's also going to be a guest on Job Talk sometime in the near future, so stay tuned for that announcement. And treat yourself to the Indie Circuit with Mao that airs on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Toriano Parker has a new program he calls Hard Hitting Radio that airs on Thursdays at 12:15. That's tomorrow, the noon hour. You can also look for Toriano's broadcast on YouTube. And we have a new addition to the Radio St. Pete lineup, Haley J. Haley will be contributing interviews centered on the local music scene, as well as trying her hand at some live broadcasting and recorded interviews from First Friday, the Saturday Morning Market, and more. So be sure to check out the website often and see what's new. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer, so check it out. That's RadioStPete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to the program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. You can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSt.Pete.com. And I really look forward to your comments and suggestions. I want to take this time to thank Joe, Chuck, Richard, Harry, my engineers Dan and Sean, and all the Eagles for their help. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, If you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSt.Pete.com.